Some of the books that I suggest and recommend. First, a spectacular book. Now, by the way, when you read these books, knowing what you know now, you're going to see that these books, all of them, are not 100% accurate to the data we're presenting. Again, these books aren't from the societies. We couldn't get them out, but these books are excellent books, second best, excellent books. I've read them all, highly recommend and suggest them, and they will give you overwhelming benefit. Some of these books are 80% on track, some of them are 70% on track, some of them are 99% on track. So here are the books. And this is the order in which I suggest you read these books. The Magic of Thinking Big. The Magic of Thinking Big. One of the best books out there. See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. Spectacular book on attitude and really will help you in terms of focusing on positive. Ask and it is given. 99.9%, if not 100% on track by Jerry and Esther Hicks. And actually, all the Jerry and Esther Hicks books are highly endorsed and recommended. The Secret. Small book, short book, touches on the law of attraction, misses some of the key elements. They're not there, but it doesn't do anything wrong. And I think it's a spectacular book. And also, there's a DVD, and I would encourage you to read that over and over again. All these books read over and over and over again. Psycho-Cybernetics. And I think there's one called The New Psycho-Cybernetics. Spectacular book talking about the mind and the power of the mind. The Law of Success in 16 Lessons by Napoleon Hill. It's written back in the 20s. So the language is a little bit difficult. It's primarily about money and success, primarily money, but a brilliant book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Brilliant, brilliant book. The Magic of Believing. Outstanding book. As a matter of fact, this book, The Magic of Believing, was talked about by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Liberace, as well as Phyllis Diller. They all say that this is the book that allowed them to be successful, gave them the techniques of being successful. Very powerful book. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Great book on gaining a pleasing personality. The Go-Getter. Another spectacular, great book. The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. The Game of Work. The Game of Work. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And then there's three Christian books, and some of you won't like them because they're from a very full gospel, biblical perspective. But if you are a Christian, you may enjoy them. One is called Hung by the Tongue. Hung by the Tongue. The next one is The Tongue, a Creative Force. And lastly, What You Say is What You Get. What You Say is What You Get. Very powerful. Very powerful books. Reading books every day is so, so significant. Again, some of the CD courses that we're going to be putting out in the future, specific courses on how to define your dream, how to clarify what you want, how to remove doubt and increase belief, how to feel better, which is eliminating bad feelings and eliminating depression. How to stay motivated and excited. That course will teach you how to get a burning desire for your achievement, how to keep that burning desire, how to pull in people into your life that you want for joint partnerships and people that will work with you, how to get people to do things. I don't want you to feel negative. It's not how to control people in a negative way. It's more of how to work with people, how to persuade people to your ideas. And more on how to predict the future so that nothing catches you off guard. Many powerful courses are coming down as part of the Global Information Network. And there's going to be one specific course on keeping score. How to manage your life and your business by statistics. This is an interesting concept because in business, most people don't know the score. In their life, most people don't know the score. When you're making money, one technique that you can use, which will help you focus on what you want so that you're thinking about it all the time, is to use physical graphs that are physically put on the walls so that you can see them all the time when you're working. These graphs are stats or statistics on certain variables of your business. At the simplest level, because all stats will be different for each business, but every business should have the basic graphs. If you have a business or a money-making situation, or if your goal is to make money, then you need to chart how much money you're making, how much money you're bringing in. So the first graph you have is what's called gross income. And the definition is money, cash, deposited into your accounts. And every week, you chart this. And there's two charts you do. You do a weekly chart, a graph, and a cumulative. Ideally, you want every week, you want that number to go up. The simple action of putting that on the wall and physically looking at it and seeing it all the time causes you to create an increase because you're wanting the graph to go up. You want the income to go up. You want more money being deposited in your bank every single week.